Alfonso Soriano reports yesterday, I know your colleague Ken Rosenthal, Arshai Davidi both said the Jays were evaluating their options and kicking tires. Where are we at right now with Alfonso Soriano? What does he have left?
Well, first of all, guys, I need you to pick a CFL team for me. I need to find a CFL team. So just I'll take suggestions from either of you guys if you think I should pick a particular team.
If you're without a team, the team to jump on is the Saskatchewan Roughriders. They're the they're the Green Bay Packers.
Unless, but that seems too bandwagonish. That's like you telling a baseball a guy that wants to get into baseball from another country, pick the Yankees. You might not say that.
Okay.
You don't want to get beat up.
The Blue Jays
just talk it over. By the end of the show, just let me know. That's all I ask, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, anyways, as it relates to Alfonso Soriano, my understanding is there's nothing particularly hot right now, let's say, between the Jays and Soriano. I think there's been a little bit of contact just to see where he's at. But let's put it this way. I don't know that the T-shirt vendors at Rogers Center should be figuring out which number he's going to wear necessarily and where they want to display his jersey at the souvenir shops. I think he's potentially an option if they're really desperate for a bat there for the outfield, but I don't think he's a major part of the plan right now. And obviously this is kind of strikes at the core of where the Jays are at right now, which is, do you keep tinkering with Soriano and Nolan Reimold and the various minor moves, or are you in a spot where you're going to make a larger sweeping move now that you've lost some ground to the Orioles? But it does not sound like they're on the verge of any major trade, which, guys, you have to wonder, and if you're a Jays fan, you have to be a little bit afraid of the fact that it might be actually the moment to actually make that big move may have been a couple weeks ago as opposed to now, because four games is not a huge lead for the Orioles, but obviously these next couple weeks are very, very, very crucial for the Jays.
Yeah, Baltimore makes it through this West trip in good shape, and the Jays can't even get to that 500 waterline. We've been saying all morning, if you're seven out by the time you play them in a couple weeks, those games mean a lot less. Do you feel like Soriano lands somewhere? Here's a guy who hit 34 home runs combined with the Cubs and Yankees. I was shocked. I mean, we all know he's a diminishing asset, but I was shocked his eyes seem to fall off the face of the earth at the plate as much as they have in April, May, and June.
Yeah, I think, Greg, if he wants to keep playing, then somebody's going to sign him. My understanding is it's not even officially certain on his end of things that he's going to continue his career for absolute certain. I think it's probably up to him. But there certainly are enough teams out there that would take a player that's hit as many home runs as he has and paying the league minimum, which is the protocol once the player's been released, and then just see what he has left. So I do think there's going to be some interest in him. The question is just really if he wants to keep playing and how he's feeling physically. So it is surprising because really I thought at the close of last year he did play pretty well for the Yankees after really putting together a decent first half of the season for the Cubs, but this may be one of those moments where you have a very, very good player, and he really has had an excellent career, but just I think the end is probably close, and sometimes it happens in really a span of a couple months where all of a sudden you go from a decent player to the bat speed just not being there anymore. So no matter what, I do think he's probably at near the very, very end of his career here at this point.
John Morosi, our guest. The Seattle Mariners have been linked to David Price, and do they have the horses in their system to get a David Price from Tampa, and B, should they be doing everything in their power to get him, considering what that top three would look like?
Well, no question, and yes, I did hear yesterday from sources that the Mariners and the Rays have had recent conversations about David Price and Ben Zobrist. Now, it's not clear if the Mariners feel as though they could actually get both players. I think that might be a little steep in terms of the prospect price. But hey, they have Taijuan Walker, who is one of the really good young pitching prospects in the game. They have Nick Franklin. There's a decent amount of depth in the system. They have another young shortstop by the name of Taylor at AAA. So they have the prospects to facilitate a trade. No question about that. They also have the requisite hunger, I think, to make a move because, hey, it's been 13 years since they made the playoffs. Yeah. So I really put them in the same class as the Jays, frankly, and say, look, it's been, in either case, more than a decade since the most recent postseason appearance, and you really, as an organization, as a GM, you're in a situation where you want to make sure you do everything you can to see if this team can get back to the playoffs.
And it shapes up, John, for unbelievable depth for those top three teams in the AL West. If a move like that, if it's Price, and certainly if it's Price and Zobrist, for that to happen. I mean, we've said for years how good the AL East has been. I'm not sure ever it would be as good, as deep as 1 through 3 in the AL West. We basically give them the 3 playoff spots, give the Tigers the 4th, and all that's left is the AL East champ.
I think you're right, Greg. I really do. I think that this year, the best division, most competitive division in the game has been the AL West. I know that the AL East traditionally has been the best, and I certainly respect how difficult it is there, but when you look at the way the Red Sox have played of late, the Rays obviously having a very uncharacteristic season, the Yankees have lost Tanaka now, so I do believe that barring a very dramatic surge in the Yankees in the next little bit here, it's going to come down to the Orioles and the Jays in the East. And the Mariners, I think, are in a good situation. Their bullpen has been solid. If they just get maybe one more bat, then I'll feel pretty good, really good about the Mariners. But as Andrew pointed out, they're also really looking at David Price. So there's a lot of options there for the Mariners, and I do overall like their chances to make the playoffs here for the first time in 13 years.
Good stuff. John Morosi, our guest, our insider from Fox Sports. Listen, I would tell you that the Saskatchewan Roughriders should be your team, but we're in Toronto. Maybe you should hook up with the Argos. I don't know.
You're a working class dude, though. You went to Harvard. Honestly, I feel like the Hamilton Tiger Cats are your team. That's
all
you
right.
Know,
so
hard hats.
It's gonna be between the Tie Cats and the Rough Riders. I'll put that up to you guys. If anybody else there at the station has a thought, or if you hear from any listeners on social media, I'm really seriously open to suggestions.
Maybe you're a Shreveport Pirates.
And when Mike Babcock moves here next year, I'm going to tell him to support the Tie Cats also.
Sounds good. Because that will happen.
Yes, I'm telling you.
That's going to happen. No question about it.
Thanks, John.
My pleasure, guys.